In Sif Aleph, we're talking about all kinds of chumers of meat that is being roasted and it's not in the pot. That was talking about a case where it was not directly on the coals, it was in the oven above the coals. But now we're talking about it's on the coals themselves, and it says you're not allowed to roast onions, eggs, or even meat on the coals. It has to be halfway cooked on both sides. Why are we more machmir over here? Because it's on the coals themselves, and therefore, even if we're talking about the type of meat that we permitted in the previous dish, according to the machara, the softer meat, if it's on the coals themselves, it's a problem. There's another problem, is if it's mom sitting on the coals, it's a concern when you pick it up. You're going to pick up the coals together with it, you may put out the coals. So it says in the Mishnah Berurah, you have to wait till the coals go out, because you don't want to put out the coals. And like we said, this is a field beside even the softer meat, which Machado permitted beforehand, it's when it's bended over the coals, but it's not the coals themselves, then they're halfway cooked before Shabbos. The king that Nichol Gabin told him, Eino Kosh Shelish Yitzel in the Heva, since he put it directly on the coals, he showed to us and to himself that he wants to get things moving quickly. Therefore, even though these meats are cooked fairly quickly, and it will be suspended over the coals, we'll have kosher, so they can do anything. But since you put it directly on the coals, you're showing that you want to go super quick, and therefore, even the soft meat is a chash that you're going to come just the coals. And that's what you've got. Even if it may get burnt a little bit, you just want to get quickly cooked. And therefore, if a concern, you're going to strip the coals. Once it reached the Machab and Ristor, which over here, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin halfway cooked, we're not concerned you're going to do anything with the coals, because since it is edible, you're not going to take a risk of ruining it by overcooking it. It's interesting that before you saw a good opinion as a term of Roshan, even though we, in the halacha of putting a pot on the fire, we saw the Mishnah Berurah, the opinions that say it's enough to be cooked a third of the way, here the Machab holds that it has to be a person roasted things over an open fire or touching the coals in a fashion that was offered, then nobody is allowed to eat it till after the Shabbos, and even after Shabbos is also till the amount of time it takes to roast it after Shabbos. I don't want it to benefit by doing this. Peiris nechorim chayim, fruits that can be eaten the way they are. Apples, pears. Most of these things, sovel hakadeva, you can put them around the pot. I'm talking about a pot that's on the fire. Avati shiefsha, she eats lo, koidim chashechim. Even though you're putting them right before Shabbos. On the Shabbos, about it, it's also, because it's a visual, even something that can be eaten raw, but since you're changing the flavor by cooking it, that's also awesome. But here we're talking about something that can be eaten raw, and you're putting before Shabbos, even though it won't roast or cook before Shabbos, still it's permitted. Even though we saw by onions, also to do, to put a raw onion on the coals right before Shabbos, onion tastes better when it's cooked than when it's raw. But an apple, it tastes perfectly good when it's raw, and therefore you don't have this issue. Mamilta lizoshilo yazde hakisei. You misgala mechashecha, inside an oven. You open up the oven to put some apples in the oven. You're now going to put the cover on Shabbos. So la'isavolov, ad sheyitzolo. Okay, you should marvish mo yishuv v'Shabbos. There's a rule that the Easter dish is not only when you put it into the fire, but you do something to make it cook quicker. That's also for the Easter dish. So if you have something in the oven or in the pot that was not fully cooked, and you took up the cover, you're now going to put back the cover. Why? Because you're causing it to cook faster. And since the tongue is not fully cooked, in order to eat, there's no gas, or a person warms up the pot of chillin, somebody noticed that there's some granules of barley that will not get cooked. Now they put the cover back on. So you have two options. Either leave it open till tomorrow for eating the chillin tonight, or another option is if you take out all the not fully cooked parts together with something cooked, so you won't have the issue of butter because you're just splitting the chum, you're not just taking out the part that you don't want, and then whatever remains is fully cooked, that you could put the cover on. Even in the situation where the pot was on top of some thing that had a timer on it, and the fire's going to go on another few minutes. Even so, if you have something in the pot, and you took up the cover, you want to put back the cover, you can't put back on the cover even before the fire went on. because you're basically setting up a situation that in another minute the fire is going to go on, and it's going to cook better as a result of the fact that you put the cover on the fire. The bottom line is to cause something to cook quicker is also the raisa, and if you put it into that situation before the fire turns on, is still at least is a drabon because it's a grower. Also, putting anything raw in a pot, even if it can be edible raw, but since it will be cooked, that is also doing Shabbos, we can do that before Shabbos. You cannot put a raw dough into the oven on Erev Shabbos unless it will form a crust. The Machaber says, what side has to have the crust? The part that was dovek to the tanner. The way they used to bake bread was that it would stick the bread onto the wall of the tanner. The tanner was made out of pottery, and you stick it on, and then it would cook and get to be baked. So, the Mishnah says that even though the Machaber says the part that has to form a crust is the part that's stuck onto the tanner, the Acharonim agree, and it's enough that the side that's exposed to the fire forms the crust. And maybe the Machaber also agrees to that. The Magoin says, the amateur is saying it's enough that one of the sides forms the crust and the brown is only talking about when it's a thick, like a when it's a thin bread, like a matzo or a pizza or something like that. But something thick, it takes a while for it to get baked, then you have to have a crust both on the outside that's facing the fire and the part that's not facing the fire. Because otherwise in the middle you have dough. So, once again, we're talking about putting bread into the fire, into the oven. Oh, there's some type of cookie they put and bake it on the coals themselves. Enough that the part that is touching the fire gets the crust. So the bottom line is, Mr. Bruce is asking that you have something that's thin, it's enough that one of the two sides gets brown and forms a crust. Something thick, it has to have a crust on both sides. And the Ramos says, kosher poison, ve'nechutin mishochim, koyakrinis, krimis poison. Because one of the signs that is considered baked is if you cut through the bread or the cookie, whatever it is, and you pull it apart, you won't have strands of dough sticking together. Mishra also points out that we, based on what we learned before, the halacha is talking about you took out the oven, still has the coals inside of it, but if you took out the coals, that was grufa, ktuma, and the type of tanur that it helps for, like today's tanurim, then it will be permitted under all circumstances. Or, we saw before, if you close the tanur and you sealed it with cement, then also it helps in those circumstances. We're talking about an open tanur, or a tanur that wasn't sealed off, then you have to make sure that the bread or baked goods that you put into it already formed the crust beforehand. Fashtido or brodin. These are types of baked goods that have a filling inside of them, pies and knishes, we call them, and parekas. So she can have panela, mala ula mato, the fashion mash of the circle, mala vandu so. That's the top, bottom, and the inside filling. You have to have all three of them cooked and baked. In other words, if you have it filled with something on the inside, filled with potatoes, even though the dough is baked, but the potatoes are not baked, then you'll still have a problem. It has to be baked, mala vandu so. You saw, is either a half or a third bit.